yeah, that's the music of Riders in the Sky. And guess who I have on the phone right now? That's right, Ranger Doug. Good afternoon and welcome to KHSU.
Well, good afternoon to you and a happy Labor Day from a working man.
Oh, yes. Were you out on the plains earlier?
Yeah, we were out taking care of the stock and keeping things steady here at Harmony Ranch.
I know you have a lot of work to do at Harmony Ranch, and I was trying to find you, but I told the audience that you're probably doing some work. Yes, indeed.
My son is helping me make a new woodshed. That's what I was doing. I let the time get away from me, but here I am.
You know, that happens, and you and your quartet are coming to town, Riders in the Sky, coming up on Sunday, September 25th, beginning at 7 o'clock at the Van Duzer Theater, right here at Humboldt State University. And Ranger Doug, tell us a little bit about this show. I know it involves Roy Rogers, and you're doing some different things than maybe what people are used to.
Well, a couple of different things, yes. We did an album saluting Gene Autry about 10 years ago, maybe, a little more even. We've always thought we should make a bookend of it and do a tribute to Roy Rogers. So we finally got around to it, the King of the Cowboys. I hope many of the people listening will remember Roy Rogers, and if they don't, look him up on YouTube. He's all over it. So we put together a show, an album that features music from his movies and from his RCA recordings. And we took that album show on the road. And in addition to our regular comedy and Western music and instrumental brilliance, we will be showing short film clips, too, from Roy Rogers movies featuring Roy and also Dale Evans, his frequent co-star, and Trigger, who always got second billing, smartest horse in the movies, and Gabby Hayes, a great sidekick.
Hey, Ranger Doug, that sounds really fun, but I want to find out about you. Now, I hear that you have a master's degree.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, and how long ago did you get that, and what's it in?
It was in English literature, and it was the year of 1971, back when dinosaurs roamed the earth.
I wasn't going to say that, but you can say that. So what made you go from an English major into a cowboy on stage who likes to yodel?
I said it was actually sort of the reverse. I was a cowboy singer who went to college in case the musical career didn't work out. And I've been lucky, extremely lucky. It's worked out very well.
It sounds like it. How did you first start yodeling? Like, how do you learn how to do that?
Well, yodeling, I don't remember specifically because I was very young. One of my uncles could yodel. And in the 50s, when I grew up as a kid, there were still guys on TV like Roy Rogers that yodeled and Gene Autry. And I just thought it was an interesting sound. And when somebody introduced me to the music of Jimmy Rogers in the 60s, during the big folk scare of the 60s, I was in the middle of it in college. I listened to it and they said, well, I could do that. And sure enough, I could. So then somebody else introduced me once I moved to Nashville to the music of Elton Britt. And you may have an Elton Britt record or two there at Humboldt State. I don't know. But I do know that Elton Britt blew the top of my head off as far as yodeling. I realized then it was more than decoration. It was an art form. And I set about to learn what he was doing.
Excellent. You know, I posted to my Facebook page if anybody had questions for you, Ranger Doug, and Brett Schuler did. He wanted to know if you've ever touched a cow. I'm assuming you have, but I thought I'd put it out there and ask.
Oh, that's very mean. Of course I have. I haven't ever made my living as a cowboy, but I have a lot of friends with ranches and have spent time with cattle and horses and all that stuff.
Right. That's what I assumed. So, Ranger Doug, you have in your band, tell the listeners who've never come to a Riders in the Sky show, talk a little bit about Too Slim and Woody Paul and Joey.
Okay, well, Too Slim and I were the guys that actually founded the group back in November of 1977, so we're going to have a 39th birthday here pretty soon. He plays the bass, and he's a very, very funny guy. He contributes 90% of the comedy to the to the act, and he sings the baritone part in our trio, or the low part, because the parts switch all the time. Woody Paul joined us in August of 78, and he is the king of the cowboy fiddlers. Recently, a couple years ago, inducted into the National Fiddler Hall of Fame. And he writes songs as well as sings tenor in the harmony group, harmony stacking, and the high part. And Joey the Cow Polka King is a child prodigy who went on the road with Frank Yankovic, the great polka king, when he was only 13. And he was associated with Frank for several decades and then moved to Nashville to become a session musician and fell in with us. We saw him by the side of the road with a sign that said, "We'll squeeze for food." So he's been playing accordion with us since 1988. He's the new kid.
He is the new kid. So are you still doing the radio show?
Well, we had one on public radio, which you guys carried, if I'm not sorely mistaken.
Yeah.
That was called Riders Radio Theater, and it is being released now on podcast.
Is it?
If you go to our website, ridersinthesky.com, you can download or listen to, at any rate, all the old episodes in the 1988 to 1995 is when we recorded those shows.
So what are the highlights of the show that you're bringing to town for you personally? What do you enjoy the most?
Well, there are two things, really. I love to see the look on the older people's faces. The songs bring back so many memories of when they were growing up like we were, or maybe their parents sang them some of these songs that Roy Rogers made so famous, like Don't Fence Me In and Blue Shadows on the Trail and songs like that. And then I also love introducing it to a whole new generation who don't know much about Western music, may never have heard of Roy Rogers or Gene Autry or the Sons of the Pioneers. And we, you know, if you open up just two or three ears a night to the beauty of Western music, then it'll continue and it will never fade away and become a museum piece. It'll stay a living, breathing part of American musical culture.
Now, what do you say to young people who are thinking about getting into the music like you, the cowboy music, and having it the cowboy way?
Well, I certainly encourage it. There's a group called the Quavy Sisters, you may be familiar with, and they're probably the leading lights among the younger generation who are trying to keep this style alive, and I hope more young people. There are a lot of good singer-songwriters in the Western field still to this day, but as far as singing that the beautiful harmony that we grew up on and wanted to recreate with Riders in the Sky, well, there aren't too many groups like that out there anymore, and we hope love to see some young players get into it, young singers.
Well, Ranger Doug, guess what? We're out of time.
Oh, no.
I know.
You'll just have to come and see the show.
Exactly. And again, that's...
Bring 30 or 40 of your closest friends and come to the Van Duzer.
And on Sunday, September 25th. And the show starts at 7 o'clock, early enough for the kids.
Right. And kids still enjoy coming. They know us from singing Woody's Roundup, the movie Toy Story 2. So they're familiar with that piece of music, if nothing else, and it always perks up their ears.
Well, Ranger Doug, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. Go back to working on the shack out there.
Can you hear that giggling? Those are my granddaughters.
I can hear them. All right, you all have fun.
We are. Can you tell? All right.
Happy Labor Day.
See you then. Happy trails.
Okay.
When you hear a cowboy yodel and a song of open range, your heart leaps up to hear his stirring tale. But did you ever wonder at the end of his refrain why his voice leaps in a mournful way?
Well, the story as told to me was handed down through history of a singing cowboy brave enough to try to ride the meanest old cayuse and bucked him off right at the chute and left him spinning way up in the sky.
The bronco jumped up and the cowboy came down. They met at the old saddle horn.
Well, I want to thank everybody who helped put together today's homepage. Thanks again to Ranger Doug for talking with us today about Riders in the Sky. Again, they're coming to town on Sunday, September 25th, beginning at... He's yodeling. I like yodeling. Oh, that's so fun. Okay, so they're coming to town Sunday, September 25th at 7 p.m. at the Van Duzer Theater. Center Arts is presenting them. So you can check out their website for tickets.